This podcast is sponsored by Runway, air traffic control for your mobile releases. Put your releases on autopilot. Runway will shepherd your release from kickoff to submission to release with no manual intervention. A single source of truth for your releases. Runway integrates with your favorite tools for a bird's eye view over release progress and blockers. Make your releases collaborative. Get a rich, contextualized release runbook that makes capturing responsibilities and tracking tasks crystal clear. Get more control on your releases on App Store and Play Store. Point your browser to runway.team. Thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I'm also revamping my newsletter. Check it out, appforce1.net to sign up. You can also find a sign-up link on my Twitter profile. Hi, and welcome to the 27th episode of my podcast. I've been developing software for over 18 years, and I'm developing iOS apps for over 9 years. Also, I'm running the Dutch CoCast for close to 8 years. If you're an iOS app developer, you should listen to my podcast because it'll keep you updated on interesting articles, conferences, and events you might not have heard about otherwise. In this episode, I'm going to talk about what's new in Swift Package Manager in Swift 5.4, how to observe and manage object changes in core data using Combine, how to upload data to a server, multipart, form data, HTTP requests in Swift, getting ready for app tracking transparency, debugging core data, sheet happens working with modal views in Swift UI, how to design type-safe RESTful APIs using Swift and Vapor, Donny's Monday mornings tweets, so that's plural. So let's get started. Last week I skipped my regular news episode, so this week I have a few more news items that I do want to mention to you. Last week I did the indie recording panel, and at the end of that session I was ready to go to bed and I didn't have time left anymore to record a podcast episode. On some other areas, the builders are pretty much complete. Now we only need to get the painters in and the flooring, and then the whole house remodel is finished. I have a lot of content to go through, so I really want to dive into that as soon as possible. I do want to mention that Donny and I performed our core data workshops, and they worked out perfectly. The attendees were very happy with the content, and we got very positive feedback and also some very useful feedback at the end of both sessions. And Donny and I are now wrapping up the all financial aspects of this, and then maybe in the future we'll work together again on some other topic. So keep an eye on our newsletters for more information on that sometime in the future. So let's get started with the last 2 weeks worth of articles. What's new in Swift Package Manager in Swift 5.4? With Xcode 12.5, Swift 5.4 and its associated Swift Package Manager was released. While 5.4 might look like a small release for Swift Package Manager, there are actually quite a lot of changes in the Swift Package Manager. And in his article on 5-star's blog, Federico will have a look at the main changes in the new Swift Package Manager release. How to observe and manage object changes in core data using Combine. Observing changes in core data and managed object instances with Combine publishers can be a great solution to keep your user interface in sync with the latest changes. After reading through his post in the Combine and Core Data categories by Antoine van der Lee, you might know more about those individual frameworks, but how do you use Combine with them together? How to upload data to a server, multipart form data, HTTP requests in Swift. Now imagine this scenario. The backend person asks you to do an API call with the HTTP post request, and it defines a multipart form data body. So soon you will realize that URL session does not provide you with an out-of-the-box URL request or data task for this specific task, despite the fact that it is actually a very standard way of uploading data. In this article, Orestes explains how you can use the URL session infrastructure provided within iOS and Mac OS to actually be able to do a multipart form data request upload without using any third-party SDKs. Getting ready for app tracking transparency. Back in June 2020, during WWDC 20, Apple announced that starting from iOS 14, developers will have to get permission from users before tracking them. In other words, apps won't be able to access the device's IDFA, Identifier for Advertisers, unless it is authorized. In September 2020, Apple delayed this change so that developers and publishers have more time to adapt to this new privacy change. Earlier this month, April 2021, Apple made a public announcement asking all developers to get ready for app tracking transparency. In his article, Lee Kaysan explains what's involved with app tracking transparency, what the role of IDFA is, what you need to do to ask permission for tracking, and how you can handle the access denied case that users are bound to provide you with. As a small reminder, Keith Harrison has written the article Debugging Core Data. Apple recommends adding some launch arguments and environment variables to your Xcode schemes to catch and debug core data problems. Apple's recommendations are buried in a WWDC video, so Keith provides you with a quick summary of what launch arguments and environment variables are available to test and debug core data. He then explains each option in detail in what it actually does and what it can provide you when debugging and testing your core data code. In his article Sheet Happens, Working with Modal Views in SwiftUI, Artem Novichkov has a great overview of what modal views are available in SwiftUI and how you can show them and how you can get them off of the screen again. It's a nice overview, and it's actually quite a detailed overview on what is available, how you use it, and what you can do with them. I always thought BFF stood for Best Friends Forever, but actually, according to Tibor, it's actually about backend for frontend. In his article, How to Design a Type-Safe RESTful API Using Swift and Vapor, Tibor goes into details how you can create a API for a frontend on a RESTful platform, and make sure that the CRUD operations in your REST language are correct. Before Tibor dives in, he makes a strong case on whether or not Swift on the server side is ready for prime time. And I think he makes a convincing argument. So if you're still considering some backend language, have a look at Swift combined with the Vapor framework to see if that's something that suits your needs. And those are the articles I wanted to mention in this podcast episode, but there's one more. So let's pull the lever on the big iOS feed slot machine and see what we'll get. And it is Leo G. Dion with an article on Swift packages, dependency management of the future. Package management has been around for decades. There's everything from APT to Maven to Chocolaté. For those who work in the Apple space, we are probably more familiar with CocoaPods and Homebrew. However, since the introduction of Swift, the Apple team has given us a new package manager, Swift Package Manager. In his article, Leo will cover what iOS and other Swift developers can use and what the advantages of SPM, Swift Package Manager, are compared to its predecessors. I must compliment Philip on his randomizer for the iOS feed, because for some reason it's always great articles that drop out of this little button on the top right of his page. And those are the articles of the last 2 weeks, actually, because it was 2 weeks before I published my latest regular episode. I hope you liked the articles that I mentioned, and now it's time to go to Donny's Monday morning tweet. Philip mentions that his app for the Nintendo Switch owners is finally out. He will try to reach out to the press this week, and he's also planning on modernizing the iOS Feeds website. Tibor Bodic is planning to learn a lot about actors and the new async await concurrency APIs in Swift 5.5. Chris Vaselli is finishing up an update to his custom UI testing tools. His CI will now capture short videos of transitions and animations and compare them across releases. Christoph Skrimbergs had an internal hackathon last week, and this week he's talking with customers and validating ideas. He's also launching his supplier portal. Yes, it's web-based, and the first phase of that will be available on Monday. He's also writing for the Swiftly Brief and a call for paper on one conference. Christian Korzarowski released the new version of Negative for Mac, a PDF reader with color inversion. He also worked on his radio app Ether. He wrote a native Mac version, and he's now working also on the tvOS version. Later on, he also mentioned that he's been tutoring young school kids in software development and programming at the elementary school level. TunsDev recently published a new tutorial on his channel showing how easy it is to add onboarding screens to your app in SwiftUI. And Robert McGovern is doing a lot of walking for charity, and he's starting tomorrow, 28 to 30 kilometers each day. Kenshi is gearing up in shipping a major update to his Progress Journal app. That's Journal app. So it's going to be a week full of putting together a new website plus marketing stuff. And he's hoping to start reading the Compine book by Donny. Rashid Farid is really close to shipping the first version of a SwiftUI app that lets you create amazing memes. It started as a joke, but now it's actually here as a product. Ed Greenaway read most of Matteo Manfredini's ebook Architecting SwiftUI Apps with MVC and MVVM, and then downloaded his code to walk through it. And Ryan Talley is wrapping up his first app project. He's got a couple of small features to implement and a few small UI tweaks and then some bug fixes. And then he's off with shipping it to test flight. So as you can hear, a lot of people are working on app releases or have recently released an app version and are doing the marketing to really get the word out. And it's, I think it's a good week. We're slowly creeping up to June. And June is, of course, WWDC week. And you notice already that a lot of people are preparing their code bases and releases for what's coming in June. So keep an eye out, keep writing those articles, and I will talk to you next week. If you have any feedback on my episode, please reach out to me on Twitter through @AppForce1. And if you want to support my podcast, please have a look at pod.fan/AppForce1. There's some interesting recordings available there, only on a member feed. So have a look, take the 7-day trial, and let me know what you think. Lead Developer, best practices and tips for lead software developers. PDF, MOBI and EPUB format. AppForce1.net/lead developer. All one word.